From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you. We have a great show for you. Some brilliant contestants are patiently waiting to find out what trivia games we've crafted for them. But only one contestant will be our big winner. And we have a real treat for you today because NPR Music's Bob Boylan is here to talk about the Tiny Desk Contest. More than 6,000 people entered this year. And the winner, Galen Lee, will also be joining us, and she will be performing at our own little Tiny Desk later in the show. I love the idea of a tiny desk. I would like to have one, but guess what? I figured out we all have tiny desks. That's right, they're called smartphones. Yeah. Granted, they're not as cozy to sleep under, but it is like a desk in our pocket. It even has a built-in sarcastic intern named Siri. The only thing missing in my mind is that it needs an attachment, like a little tiny drawer, because where else are you gonna put your work bourbon? All right, let's get things started with our first two contestants. Seamus Campbell, you are a web programmer for politicians, and you once shaved off your eyebrows.
Yeah?
Okay, why do you hate eyebrows so much?
My dad has bushy ones, so sort of just hate my dad sometimes, so sort of just fell into that place.
So you transferred your hatred for your father onto
only sometimes.
On your own eyebrows.
Yes.
Okay. We also have Ricky Searway. You are a public librarian, and you participate in Scrabble tournaments. Basically, you are a public radio dream come true.
Thank you. I've been working on that. It's a work in progress. It's a lifelong dream.
Yes. Do you play in Scrabble tournaments?
As opposed to Scrabble.
I don't know, by just with a friend?
No, these are... There are no friends in Scrabble.
I was going to say. Like, wow.
We play... There's an organization that actually puts Scrabble tournaments together, and people from around the country gather in small hotel ballrooms and dungy basements to play games of Scrabble. It's a pride game. Like Ask Me Another.
Oh, please, there is no pride here.
I was going to say, I beg to differ, Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. This game is an homage to the most inspirational figure of the 24th century, Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise. So every answer is a playoff of his famous command, make it so. Jonathan, could you give us an example?
Sure. If I said, Captain, what large upholstered piece of furniture should go in your living room right in front of the flat-screen TV? You would say, make it sofa.
Yes, so buzz in and deliver your answer with the gravitas befitting a starship captain, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. The loser will be transferred to Deep Space Nine. Here we go. Captain, what do people from this sector of the galaxy call carbonated beverages? It's not pops, soft drinks, or Coke. Ricky.
Call me soda. Make it soda.
There you go.
I was thinking of Moby Dick.
Who isn't?
Make it soda is correct. Well done.
Captain, we need judicial advice. Shall I activate a hologram of the Supreme Court's first justice of Hispanic heritage? Ricky.
Make it Sonia Sotomayor.
That's right.
Yeah. Captain, should we teach this planet's people about the political economic system based on collective ownership of the means of production and distribution of goods?
Make it socialism.
Make it socialism, that is correct.
Captain, Commander Riker showed up for duty drunk again. What should we tell him to do?
Make it sober.
That's right. Make it sober, Riker.
Captain, please ask Data to bring up a map of the planets, asteroids, and comets that orbit the sun.
Make it solar.
Seamus, make it solar.
We need a little bit more.
I was going to say
yes. Make
it
solar system.
Yeah, okay, that's what we're looking for.
Captain, do you think this planet would be inspired by the 19th century African-American abolitionist and women's rights activist who will be on the back of the redesigned $10 bill? Ricky.
Make it Sojourner Truth.
That's right.
Yeah. This is your last clue. Captain, would you like the replicator to serve you up a Japanese meal of thin strips of dough made of buckwheat? Ricky.
Make it soba noodles.
Make it soba noodles, yes. Puzzleguru Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a closely fought game, but congratulations to Ricky. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.